East Coast Breakfast.
Common Ready was doing a whole bunch of things yesterday. Fill us in, choppy, chopper, chopper.
Oh, I love that. KZN's coast, as we know, is abuzz with life. It's teeming.
Yeah.
And as the sardines enters our waters, they come from really far away and they come through here and they do an annual migration. We chat to Vinesh Sugrim, who does Angling News South Africa podcast, and we ask him every week where the sardines are. We've been getting him to track it, and I have not experienced it yet at all. And I wanted to go see it for myself, and obviously, you know, we do it from a chopper. And what better partners than Accelerate Security? You know, with them, you're safe. They also own Apollo, the very scary dog. So Accelerate Security were absolutely amazing. And they were like, hey, we have a helicopter. We'll fill up ours for you. And we were on a Robinson R66 helicopter, gentlemen.
Oh, good old Robinson.
Yeah. Okay, and we...
Oh, 661, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Whatever, experts now. And then we lifted off.
I am currently, as you can hear, in a helicopter. We are doing a sardine watch. And we're doing it for you. We've got into the helicopter at Virginia. We're making our way across the coast. I am in the most trusted, safe hands I could ever be in. Let's say good morning to our pilot.
Good morning, Robin. I'm Robin, and I'm the flight operations manager at Pilot Aviation, based in Virginia.
Can I say, did you have to learn this pilot, very cool pilot voice that you do at pilot school? Because you speak normally, and then you get on this, and it's like, ooh. Pilot
vibe. Everybody says that, so I guess so. I think it's always just comes with experience.
Okay, so give me a quick breakdown of what we're going to do today and just our flight path and what we're looking for.
So we're going to take one of our R66 helicopters and we're going to fly out down the coast. We've been told that there are some sardines down towards the massive trading site. So we'll take a route through the city and down towards the Old Durban International, then join the coastline there. We'll find out towards the reservation you've got for a sight. Have a look to see if we can spot any of those sardines from the sky.
Nice. Okay, I cannot wait. Very excited, and hopefully we'll see sardines and more, right?
Yeah, indeed. Sardines, or definitely we'll be able to see some other things. The ocean's teeming with activity when you get down past the blood.
How often do you go to a helicopter over the ocean? Because this is my first time, and it's probably the coolest thing I've done in my life. This is absolutely breathtaking. I'm a person of words. I have no words for this experience.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic. At this stage, this is my reward for working in a managerial position, if I put it like that. So as you progress in your career, the flying gets less and the admin gets more. But I'm fortunate enough to be able to come out on days like this and just enjoy the scenery spectacularly with
it. It is absolutely spectacular. What's the best part about being a pilot, particularly what you do?
It's got to be the flying environment. Now's the time to actually form outside. If you look at the area that you're flying around here, it's fantastic.
You've got a what army background as well?
Air Force.
Air Force, yeah, same thing. You know what I mean. So we're in great hands, but I want to know what is probably either the most strange or weird, the most weird thing that's happened to you in your career while flying so far?
It really is from being sort of a scary situation to just being embarrassing or absurd situation. I mean, it's embarrassing when you have to ask somebody to climb out the aircraft because the aircraft isn't strong enough to
do that. That's an awkward moment. How do you do that?
Diplomatically. Sorry, yeah, they're opening something off the beach.
There's officially a video on all of our socials off our ride. You can watch this incredible trip we took. Look at all the ocean that's just beautiful and teeming, and oh, it's incredible. And I want to say thank you to Accelerate Security. You know, I would have never gone in a helicopter or flipped or done any of that without somebody really trusted. So thank you so much, Accelerate Security, for making me feel very calm and safe. But I was across KZN's coast yesterday in a helicopter in a Robinson R66, because apparently that is important
good
to say.
R66, eh?
Yes. And then, as we know, so we try to go spot some sardines, went along the coast and, you know, try to see where they are. Are they hiding? Where the whales? Where the dolphins?
Yes.
Where is it at? So I wanted to go and see for myself, and this is what happened.
Traffic 1242, Oscar Zulu Orange R66 helicopters passing over at Gravel Racetrack. Well, we are maintaining 300 foot above ground and ready for mass approach via the November 2. Any traffic, Hotel Oscar Zulu. The water is very clear today, it's beautiful. Yeah, I don't see any sardines, but
well, there's something.
They're massive dolphins. Yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, stunning. Oh, my word, there's something.
That's a massive pond.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, down the day.
Something right here, right?
Yeah, right here. Dolphin. A dolphin. Oh, there's
something. They're quite a spread out spot, aren't they? All over the show, yeah.
Oh.
That makes it a bit difficult.
Hey, there's a sea turtle.
I was going to say, there's a sea turtle.
Oh, yeah. Look there. They are doing, they know we're here. They must give us a show. There we go, boys.
Is there a ray? Oh, it does. Okay, well, if it's not here where all these boats are, then I don't think there are any sardines this year. Special traffic control officers to do with Scott Barrett. They're turning around now, all directing back coastlines for Virginia. Zulu, Remy and Nikita here. We are abeam of Atapoti and also routing southbound. And 5 minutes. Are there any sardines down there? Nothing. Some dolphins, turtles, and they're right. All right, cool. It would seem as if the sardines remain elusive.
Yeah, that's...
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.